Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heiss Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday we'll reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. My topic today will be on CBD oils, its benefits, uses, and side effects. Heiss Health Clinic recently brought in a line of CBD oils and creams from Green Roads Wellness, so our blockbuster special this week will be 20% off of any of our CBD products. This savings is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660, or you can email your order to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That email address is cf, as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. You can also use that same email address to send me any questions you have, and I'll be sure to answer them. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Today, my special guest is Stephen Shatkin. He is Vice President of Sales with Green Roads Wellness, and he's joining us via phone from South Florida. Hi, Stephen, and welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
CBD oil has a huge range of potential health benefits and uses, and it can be used in many different ways. There are a lot of myths and misconceptions out there about CBD. So today, Stephen's going to help clear up some of those fallacies. Stephen, before we get started on the CBD info itself, I think we should explain to everyone about how God actually made us with CBD receptors throughout our entire body. Can you explain to us the purpose of the endocannabinoid system and why it's so important?
Yeah, of course. So the endocannabinoid system is made up of cannabinoid receptors that are found on the surface of cells within the body. And then we actually create our own endocannabinoids within our body. And so far, two of those endocannabinoids have been identified, and they are the chemicals anandamide and 2-AG, which stands for a longer word there. But regardless of that, we produce those endocannabinoids within our body. And then studies have shown that those endocannabinoids help mediate certain things in the body, whether it's sleeping or anxiety or pain, inflammation. So then when we introduce cannabinoids that come from other things, such as plant cannabinoids, then they're able to also mediate and have those same effects on those receptors as our endogenous cannabinoids.
Now, from what I understand, that they actually just discovered this around 1988, and with the human endocannabinoid system being so unique and complex, you know, just imagine the therapeutic potential of all the different diseases as more and more studies are done. And, you know, neglecting the endocannabinoid system could have dire consequences in very crucial areas of the brain. I also saw that, you know, restoration of the sense of smell has been reported in people that use CBD oil, which is very exciting to me because I have no sense of smell. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all different types of studies and evidence that show how people that have, you know, been unable to experience things like smell, or people that have had pain and have had very limited mobility in things like their hands or their legs, have been able to take CBD and reduce that pain or reduce that impairment to the point where they're able to smell again, or they're able to walk, or they're able to hold a cup in their hand, for instance, that they weren't able to do before until they started using CBD.
Wow, that's fascinating. Now, for those that are not already familiar, what exactly is CBD oil?
So CBD oil, CBD itself is the nutrient from the hemp plant that grows in very high quantities compared to marijuana, which has THC growing in high quantities. So the difference is that the plant is classified as hemp when it's growing 0.3% or less THC. And then typically that plant will grow high yields of CBD. And then we extract the CBD. There's different methods, but Green Roads uses CO2 extraction as our method. And then we take that CBD and we formulate it with vegetable glycerin, and then we add terpenes to it to make our formulation unique.
Okay, that's good news. So the hemp plant is completely and totally different and separate from the marijuana plant that people think of when you say CBD.
Exactly. So the hemp plant does not grow the THC, which is the psychological compound, and that's what's getting users high. CBD does not bind to our brain in the same way that THC does, so it doesn't cause any of the psychological effects, but it does have many different medicinal benefits that have been studied over the last two decades.
That's awesome. So are there any negative side effects from using CBD oil?
No, actually, because it's just like if you were to take too much of a vitamin, your body just wouldn't utilize all of it, but it's going to utilize whatever it can. So there are no negative effects to taking more.
So what kind of effects, you know, could I expect from taking CBD oil?
So many of our users will report, you know, immediately feeling calmer and more relaxed. And that's just one of the main things that CBD can do. However, it has very huge anti-inflammatory properties, so it can reduce pain. It can also allow you to have a better night's rest. And it does this by changing the way the genes are transmitted throughout the body. So for people that have trouble sleeping and may not be producing enough GABA, it can actually enhance the way that the GABA is attracted to the receptor for it, and it can allow it to take in more GABA and allow you to have a more restful sleep.
Okay. Now, a question I get a lot is, will CBD show up on a drug test?
That's a great one. And it really just depends on where you're getting your CBD, and that brings us back to the very most important thing of knowing who's making your products, where it's being made, and what's in the product. And at Green Roads, we actually take out all of the THC, and in doing that, we have a 0.00% THC, and that means that it won't show up on a drug test and it won't get anybody high. But legally, you are allowed to have up to 0.3% THC in your product. So other companies will have that 0.3%, and then that product can end up showing up on a drug test and giving a positive result. So
yeah.
People really do need to be careful and be sure of what they're getting before they start taking it.
Yeah, and I think I've seen on all the boxes that I carry, yours say no THC.
Exactly.
So is CBD oil, is it legal?
Yes. So the Farm Bill of 2014 that was signed by Obama legalized hemp that was grown under certain pilot programs, and then they allowed any of the byproducts of that hemp to be sold commercially as well. So Green Roads, we're partnered with all of our partners, grow their hemp under the Farm Bill, so that allows all of our products to be legal. However, there are certain states that have created their own laws and counties that have their own laws throughout the United States, so those states can limit the sale of CBD. However, if a person wanted to take CBD from one state to another, there would be no issue with that as long as it was part of the Farm Bill.
So, yeah, so if I was going to fly from Florida, which is okay, to another state, which might not be okay, or and come back from that state, would I have any issues if it was found on me?
They would only be going after people who were selling it in that state out of a storefront, and that would be, you know, who they're going after. They're not going after any individuals.
Okay. Now, I've heard you say earlier about terpenes, and I've seen that some CBD oils are labeled without them, and some say that they have them. What are terpenes?
So, terpenes come from all different plants. They're the essential oils of a plant. Some common ones are linalool, which come from lemons, and myrcene, which you can find in mangoes, I believe. So those terpenes can actually be extracted from cannabis as well. And when I say cannabis, I mean actual marijuana plants. And when you extract them from marijuana plants and then reintroduce them with the CBD, it'll have synergistic effects with the CBD and make it more bioavailable in the body when you're taking it.
Okay. So,
and in addition to that, it won't have any THC in it because the way that it's extracted is at a different boiling point than the THC, so there won't be any in there.
All right. So it's best for, if I'm purchasing CBD oil, it's best for me to have the terpenes in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And our high-potency oils all come with terpenes blended in there already, so it enhances the bioavailability when you're taking it. We also sell them as a standalone product. And people can try the different flavors out if they want to see which one they like the best.
Okay, so I have seen the flavored ones, and I didn't know what that was all about. So that comes from the terpenes.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. So, and I think we briefly discussed on this. So the CBD does not get you high or impair you in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely not. And it's, you can take it during the day. You can take it at night. You can take it when you're going to work. There's no issues there.
Okay. Now, are all CBD oils created equally?
No. So it's very, very different out there. Since it's an unregulated market, like I said, you really do need to be careful about where you're purchasing and what company you're looking at, because any company can go out and put anything in a bottle and put a label on it and say that it's CBD oil, and nobody has to get anything third-party tested. At Green Roads, we make sure that we get everything third-party tested, all the way from the raw to our finished goods. That way we know that there's not going to be any metals, residual solvents, or anything like that in the product. And then we're also able to guarantee the consistency, the purity, and the potency each and every single time, so that all of our patients and end users can really be sure that they're getting the proper CBD oil and not something else.
Well, and that's good information. I have actually QRA tested the Green Roads oils, and they test very good, very strong. They don't show that there's any toxins associated with them at all. So, and that'll be good for my listeners because they're used to, you know, not having excipients in any of their nutrients. So now, why is there such a large price difference? For instance, I might see one bottle for $60 and another one for $200. Are they the exact same thing?
No. So that's a great question. What you'll see is that the potencies of the actual bottle will vary. So you might see a bottle that has a total of 350 milligrams around that $65 price point. And then you'll see a bottle that has about five or six times that much in there over the $200 mark, and that would be a 1,750 milligram bottle of oil. So it's a lot stronger, and at the end of the day, what you'll find is that a person can decide how many milligrams they want to be taking each day, and then it doesn't matter which bottle they have in the beginning, they can still get that same amount, whether they're taking two servings of whether they're taking 50 milligrams from one bottle or 50 from another, they'll still be taking 50 milligrams total. But the important thing is for them to be able to experiment with it and try it out. So we offer those different price points. So if somebody is, you know, uncertain about getting in at the highest level, they can still buy the oil that's the lower price, try it out, see how it feels with you know, in their body. And then if they like it, then they can go for the higher priced items because they'll eventually save money on it, because they'll be paying less money per milligram of CBD.
Okay, yeah, and so there's really no benefit of using a higher potency than a lower, other than just being able to tweak?
Right. Well, there are differences. If you had a potency that was low enough to the point where you wouldn't be able to get, you know, that full 50 or whatever, however many milligrams they wanted to take. But in general, right, they can start off with a lower potency bottle and then work their way up to a higher potency. Exactly.
Okay. Now, I also note there's other CBD products that are available. What are some of the most common CBD products other than the oils?
Yeah, so other than the sublingual oils, then the next would be capsules and CBD cream. So the CBD capsules are basically an alternative way of taking the oil so that people wouldn't have to taste the oil. And it also has an extended release so they can take it and start feeling it a little bit longer throughout the day. Also, it's convenient for people that don't want to walk around with a whole entire bottle of oil. They can just put a couple of capsules in their pocket or in their purse and take them on the go with them. And then we also have the cream, which is great for any localized pain or inflammation, especially for people that have any type of pain, you know, that they can just want, you know, that they want to put something directly on, then they can have the cream for that.
Okay, excellent. Now, is there anyone that should avoid CBD?
There's nobody that should avoid CBD since everybody has an endocannabinoid system in their body. And giving that endocannabinoid system cannabinoids like CBD helps their body and gets it to homeostasis. So there's nobody that shouldn't or wouldn't want to be taking CBD since it's just like taking a vitamin.
Right. And then homeostasis, that's just the stable state of our internal environment or just the balance of all our bodily functions. So
exactly. And when you take CBD, it gets into your body and tries to promote homeostasis by affecting the way the genes are transmitted through the body. So if you're not producing enough of a specific gene or you're producing too much of one, it'll get your body, it'll try to balance your levels and produce less or produce more so that your body gets the homeostasis.
Okay. Now, can anybody overdose on the CBD oil?
No. And like I said earlier, it's just like a vitamin. So if you took too much of a vitamin, it would just not be utilized by your system and you would just end up flushing it out.
All right. Well, this is all great information, but I want to get to the question that's on everybody's mind. And what are some of the benefits that people report who use CBD oil on a regular basis?
Right. So definitely a reduction in stress and in anxiety is a very big one that we hear all the time. And of course, many of our users use CBD for pain. So any type of pain, whether it's neuropathic pain, things like fibromyalgia, people are able to just take the CBD and figure out what works best for them in order to reduce their pain and get it down to a manageable level. And in some cases, it gets rid of all of the pain, depending on how serious and severe the case is.
Yeah, and I've seen some reports also on, as I was doing all my research, a lot of people talk about how it helps to relieve their nausea. And of course, we said earlier that it really helps with sleep, which is a good thing.
Right. And then one of the biggest things, if you've ever seen the videos of the, you know, children with epilepsy, especially, you know, you used to see them going out to Colorado to get cannabis treatment for their seizures. That is CBD oil that they're taking under the tongue. And there's videos where you can see people have, you know, shaking or tremoring or having a seizure, and then they take the CBD oil and it stops it or prevents it.
Yeah, I have seen that. And that's pretty fascinating to watch, and it gives you a lot of hope. The immune system, though, it's a big, giant boost for the immune system, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, and I know it helps, you know, we say it helps with sleep and to help with anxiety, so we think calm. But from what I understand, too, it helps with energy and metabolism.
Yeah, absolutely. It can help regulate your metabolism within your body. There's been studies on even obesity and how it can help, you know, reduce obesity just by taking CBD and it regulating your metabolism better through your endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, and in addition to the seizures and tremors, I understand that it really helps with the mental deterioration.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies that show that it can help with getting, basically just help by preserving your brain better and preventing the risk of Alzheimer's, any diseases like that.
Okay. And then, of course, lowering inflammation. I mean, we can all use that. What's really cool, I've got a couple of elderly ladies who have started using it with knee pain. And one of them had a bad fall, and so that created hers. And another one has been waiting on going in to get knee surgery. And so her pain has been very debilitating. And they've actually been using the capsules because it's easier for them to manage. And they're reporting excellent results. I mean, they're getting around running to the point where one of them has just had to be told to slow down, that she's just overdoing it.
That's great.
So, and my husband has a friend. He came in the other day and picked some up. He just wants, all he wants is to get back out on the golf course. He's been having back and knee pain himself. And so I checked in on him the other day, and he's like, I really think this is working. I'm feeling better. So I've got reports that it is helping.
Yeah, and we get those calls all the time from all of our patients and users that have really found such success with it that they couldn't believe their eyes. I mean, for some people, they've been going and getting treatment their whole lives and still only managing their pain and not actually doing anything about it. And then the second they tried CBD, it just changed their life completely, and they're able to do so much more that they used to never be able to do.
Yeah. So now, Stephen, tell us a little bit more about Green Roads and why it's like one of the best, if not the best, in the market. What makes you different?
Mm-hmm. So Green Roads is one of the only companies that has a pharmacist who is our founder, and she's also the one who's formulating all of our products. So she used to work for Walgreens as a compound pharmacist for over 15 years before getting into this industry. And she's the one who's literally created each and every single one of our formulations. So compared to other companies that are just taking hemp extracts and mixing them with artificial flavors, we're actually formulating in a clean room, an ISO 6 clean room, and having our pharmacists formulate in vegetable glycerin so that our product comes out, one, pure and consistent, but also tastes a lot better, and then does not have to be refrigerated and can stay in the bottle for a very long time without going bad or anything like that.
Excellent.
So that's what you're getting when you're using Green Roads products. You're getting the pharmacist grade, highest quality that you could find out there.
All right. Now, is Green Roads organic?
Yeah. So all of our CBD comes from certified organic hemp.
Okay. That's excellent. So now, if I'm healthy and I'm not dealing with any pain or anything, will I benefit from CBD?
Yeah, so like I said before, CBD is just like a vitamin, so it's very healthy for you to take it, and it can have all the different therapeutic effects on your body when you take it through your endocannabinoid system. So there's really nobody that wouldn't benefit from taking CBD. It's just a matter of learning about it and trying it and seeing what works for you.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, it definitely, you know, contains, you know, vitamins, nutrients, minerals, antioxidants, you know, that just further, you know, supplement our health. And, you know, who can't use more of that?
Yeah, exactly. And its antioxidative properties are huge. So it definitely, it aids in living a longer, healthier life.
Okay. So if I'm deciding, you know, that I'm listening and I say, hey, I want to use CBD oil, how should somebody get started other than, you know, coming to Heist Health Clinic and purchasing it? Is there would you recommend them jumping in at full strength, or should they start slowly and titrate it up, or is there a basic rule of thumb?
Talk to your doctor about it, definitely. And of course, to go online and see what other people are doing and saying, because there's a lot of talk out there. However, you definitely want to be able to filter through it and not get too much information out there about the wrong thing. So it's important to ask somebody who already knows what they're talking about. And just like you or any other doctor that might be selling it, it's good for them to go in there first and try to find out as much as they can before they start taking it.
Awesome.
But people can definitely go either way and try it for themselves and then, you know, come to you and tell you how it's working and see what your thoughts are. Either way, you know, whatever they're more comfortable with.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Stephen, and enlightening us to the world of CBD.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic and Stephen Shatkin, Vice President of Sales with Green Roads Wellness. And you've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. For our blockbuster special this week, we're offering 20% off of our CBD products from Green Roads Wellness. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660 or email me your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. At Heist Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges. Mention you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. You can find me on the web at drheist.com or find us on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.